people?
Yes.
All right. This is an exciting moment for me, people. I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this extremely hot Thursday, July 11th, 2024.
All right. Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Okay. Will you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Were you setting up the door? I miss Gloria. It's been a while, huh? All right, moving on to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I missed that, May. Do I have a second? Okay, thank you, Director Garcia.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have anybody that wants to?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
I love it. Thank you, Director Garcia.
I second.
Thank you, Director Torlakson.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
I love it. Moving on to presentations. We have a presentation this evening by, you're going to have to help me with the last name. Vetha?
Johan Vedavanam, and also another Johan, Johan Rasnagam.
Well, they
were both easy.
Welcome, Johans.
Johans.
That's right. That's the easiest way to do it.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to our presentation. Oh, you want to pull it up yet?
Can I pull this down?
Would this work better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, there you go. You've got a screen already. Nice.
I'm going to move the light. Oh. Johan, do you want to get the light there?
The what?
The light.
Lights.
The
light.
The
light.
Light. So,
she's a school board.
I don't hear a problem. I mean, you know this what happens.
Not a good sister.
Let's see. So while Johan is doing this, a couple of you got here last time when we were here. We were here about 2 months ago, make a presentation for a cricket ground, and we just kind of, during public comments, we just talked about it. And then Lori suggested, you know, put it on the agenda, and then we can come make a more formal presentation to you, show you the benefits of having a ground, and how it will benefit the community, and also how it will benefit Ambrose Center as well. I'm going to turn it over to Johan. He's put together a nice little presentation. So it's, you know, visual presentation, so it'll answer probably a lot of your questions as to what cricket is, you know, how it's going to affect you guys, and how it'll affect the ground as well, which basically we're not going to make any changes, just a few, but he'll talk about it.
One second. Well, let's set this up. Let's see if I can get this a little behind.
You want to book us something out?
Yeah.
Yeah, one second. Let me just make sure that it cooperates with me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to look at Marlon's office and see.
I'm used to plugging straight into something else, but let's see where this
Oh, yes, got something.
If you grab my bag as well.
Yeah.
I might have to hold it like this and
I can hold it.
Does that work?
Let's see. Someone wiped it.
Okay. Okay, just need to get it.
Bring it closer.
There you go. That's fine. I should do it.
you need your bag.
Didn't like that.
Whatever.
I don't know, I just was trying to get it to show on the output. Yeah, it is connected for some reason.
Is there any way you could iCast it from the phone if you have it accessible?
I don't have it on my phone.
It's on the button, right?
Yeah, it's on my laptop itself, but let's see.
Is it possible to mirror cast maybe?
Jesus.
Which way you could do that?
Sorry about that. It's not used to doing this way. I have no idea why it's not connecting now.
You can honestly just turn the laptop around and just let everybody see that.
Right.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
Can you guys?
Yeah.
We'll huddle around.
There you go. I think I can do this.
Are you sure? Yeah. Okay.
I'll come to the corner there and try and. Please. So sorry about that. For some reason or the other, it just. All right.
You get to be a board member.
All right, real quick. I kind of know this by heart, so I'll talk about it. About us, right? So we are the Bay Area Lions. We have been playing in the Bay Area for about 17 years or so, right? We've been playing cricket. We have about 30 members. We've got a couple of sponsors as well that support us. To make sure that we can take care of the expenses and whatnot. So we have been on the lookout for grounds for quite a while. We did have a place here in Bay Point for a while, and then unfortunately,
at Riverview High School.
Yeah, and then that kind of went away. So when this came about, this opportunity, we thought we'll try and come and pitch to you guys as well. Just to see whether we can convert that abandoned park into something that's useful for the community.
So you guys are thinking Ambrose Park, the upper field?
Yes, okay. Yes. All right, so I gotta look at this. All right, so why, right? So we're gonna stand behind you, Laurie, if you don't mind, so that I can see it as well. The location and the size. So we have our members are from all over the Bay Area. And so we all get together. Usually we play a lot of games at Marin County. So, you know, because there is a Piper Park, there is a nice facility there. But this is also fairly central to a lot of our folk. So they will come from all over. We have done, like I said, last year we had a few games out here in Bay Point, and that was pretty well received as well, right? So why that? The next point that I want to talk about was the current condition. Obviously, this is all abandoned. It's just left as is. So I think we can make some improvements here in this by putting out a field, right? We also want to help grow a sport, which is pretty much that has no facilities around like 30 miles or so. There is no facilities at all for a proper cricket ground. And I looked at it. And then we can bring some recognition and obviously make known that Bay Point is a pretty inclusive environment, and that, you know, you guys are open-minded about a sport that is not probably the premier as you would like to, right?
Real quick, to yeah. add to that. So cricket, actually the second most popular sport in the world after soccer, okay? And we just concluded what you call the Cricket World Cup, and it was played in New York, Florida. Oh, you already heard about that? Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but good.
Yeah. No, and it was actually the matches in Dallas, unfortunately in Florida, a lot of it was rain, so a lot of the games were washed out. But the games and matches in Dallas were well received, you know. And also New York, and then articles, I think, in the New York Times and stuff about it. So, and the U.S. actually did very well. They went to the quarterfinals,
yes.
And they are ranked like number 19th in the world.
Yeah, so I have a few bullet points in there as well. And so, like Johan mentioned, it is number two, or at least in the popularity, it's the second most followed game. Obviously, there is a lot of people in India and Pakistan and all over the Asian countries, but with not only them, but England, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, they all played this game, right? And so it was hosted here, part of the World Cup was hosted here. It's a very popular format. It's to rival baseball because it only takes about three hours for a game. And so it was well received, actually. It was a sold out crowd, and so it was great. I also looked at the statistics in the Contra Costa area, and there is about roughly around 217,000 Asian families out there, or total folk out here, right? And so we know that there is a good number of things. And I think you were telling me that even in Brentwood.
Yeah, they formed a little league there, and they're playing a baseball field. They've got like about four teams, and they play in, and it's called Brentwood Cricket League. So they would definitely be interested in joining something like this, you know, playing out here.
Right. And then one other thing that I looked at was to see how many grounds. So today we have about 80 or so teams in what they call the Bay Area Cricket Association around the Bay Area. There's only about, I believe there was only about 14 grounds in total, if I'm not mistaken, all around. And it's in great demand. And so we know now, even with this Pittsburgh one going away, the Bay Point one going away, there were Barca games being played there throughout the year. So we could definitely attract that over to this place. Any questions so far?
So what, yes, why is it leaving Riverview?
What is it?
Why was it leaving Riverview? I don't
okay, know. So it's an interesting story. I guess these guys, that ground was not used for anything. It's just a big school ground. And I guess these people had, it's owned by the Mount Diablo School District. And so these guys had approached the school district and asked if they can put a ground together. The school district had refused, so I guess they didn't make a proper reason. I don't know what the reason was. They went ahead and put the ground in anyway. Right? And they played there for about 2 or 3 years, and finally this year the school district said no, and they ripped the ground out. That's what happened. I mean, They never would ask them. So they used to sublet it to us. So that's what we used to pay. Mm.
Yeah.
So technically, it was illegal, right?
Right.
How right? big is a pitch?
Sublet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to make a presentation about it. Yeah. He has some visuals, too.
So just looking at current challenges, right? The current challenges at this park is it's not maintained, it's overgrown. We went and looked at it as well. You know, obviously, it's not real. There is some neighborhood on the side of it. It's not really safe to have something that's just overgrown. We think we can take that and convert it so that it becomes a much more inclusive, you know, obviously a nicer looking place, even for the neighborhood, right? Add some value to it. That's what we feel we could do with that. Obviously, you know, along with it being abandoned, you know, you have some safety concerns as well, right? If people just come park out there, you know, there's all sorts of activity as well. We went one late evening.
After you drove over to take a look at that place.
So what's our vision, right? We think by fostering the growth of cricket, we aim to create this dynamic space, right, that not only provides recreational opportunities for all ages, because cricket can be played, like, you know, some of us are up in age and we still play, right? It keeps us active. It also brings some amount of economic benefits because you're going to have more foot traffic coming in there. You know, there's a snack shop there. There's a lot of things that we can bring that are little businesses out there as well. And some of our games run a whole day, right? It's about 7-8 hours of playing time. Mm-hmm. So I think it definitely makes it. And so we want to take that and bring our vision into this area, right? So again, this is very high level, very you know, estimated. It's not perfect. We will only know once we start getting into it. Right now, we pay anywhere between $250 to $350 for a game.
Right? And that's one team.
One team, right? So, and what happens is, you're going to also be able to play this game from March all the way through November, right? Because there is 9 months of that. Sure, if there is some rain, then, you know, it doesn't get played. But other than that, then, so we can estimate by looking at the number of teams around and the matches that get played, just us old guys playing out there, we play about 10 to 12 games a year, just us. Right, so we will be hosting a lot of those games. But we bring in another 3 teams to share that, that's easily going over 40 games.
That's every weekend.
It's every weekend, Saturday. Yeah. You can host a cricket workshop, just like you have basketball workshops or hockey workshops or whatever. You can definitely have a little coaching camp and whatnot on there. We think that would bring. There's a snack shop. We can run that for you guys as well and hopefully get some proceeds out of that. Maybe use that grounds to have a few advertising boards in there as well. Maybe.
And to Yvonne's point about a lot of these people who come, you know, their families. Like, now we are older, but I remember when I was younger, I'd take my kids with me, you know, to play. And then you have a pool there, you have a snack bar. That's an attraction to the families. Because sometimes women are not interested in watching, right?
Yeah.
And the kids just, so they'll say, oh, there's a pool. Okay, so you put the whole family here. They would go out there, they'd go swimming in the pool, you know, patronize the snack bar. Then when they're done, I don't know, go out and have dinner somewhere in this area, you know? So it's just going to benefit the whole area economically.
And we always have a spot that we go after our cricket game. So there's at least about 20 of us that end up, you know, heading out just to have some dinner and a couple of drinks maybe, right? So definitely. Obviously, there is some cost to it as well. You know, you got to mow the place down, get it all set up. We estimate that that might cost a couple of grand there. And then, you know, you have an annual maintenance because all you need to do is just make sure that the ground is mowed. There is nothing else that's, that is needed. Of course, when you're checking the grounds out, first you want to make sure that the sprinklers are working and all of that good mm-hmm. stuff is there, right? And we know, even in Davis, where we go and play some of our games, one of the members of that cricket team is the one who maintains that ground as well. So we can, you know, obviously chip in and make sure that we maintain that. So what's our commitment, right? How like, we are asking you guys for permission to put up grounds there, but what we should have some skin in the game here as well. We need to lay a cricket pitch, right? It's a concrete pitch with some matting on top of it.
And, the pitch is concrete?
Yeah. Oh. Usually you can have, you know, with the matting and stuff like that, but that's very high maintenance. The easiest one that we know is to put a concrete and put a matting on top of it so that it becomes an even bounce and it works well.
Then you'll see, we have some visuals, you know, some pictures of how cricket was made. You'll see it doesn't really adjust or to the field at all.
Yeah.
And that's pretty safe.
It is. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's going to be the single highest cost. Right? And we anticipate that will be anywhere yeah. between $17,000 to $20,000.
Can I interrupt you? At some point in this presentation, are you going to show us what this
the pitch looks
like? Yeah, yes, because absolutely. Is the pitch where they're pitching from?
Yes.
Right.
So
right.
that's so we have the field is where I'm
right,
playing, but
right,
the pitch
right.
is.
Right. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's,
we'll get that.
So that's pretty.
It's
steady.
A long.
Oh, God, it's long.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So let me go into that. So before I show you visuals of the pitch, I also want to give you a quick implementation plan on, you know, what would I do if I get a project like this? You know, how so obviously we present it to you, we give you some time to decide. We start marketing to other teams as well, saying, hey, we're getting there, we'll source the concrete provider. We will, you know, obviously take the time to continue marketing while we are doing that. We'll host an initial game, like an opening ceremony, so we plan to do that. Have a schedule for 2025 where we'll have all the matches, you know, lined up for all the weekends and continue to promote on social media, right? That's the easiest way, that's the best way for us to continue to do that. So this is really giving you a little bit of the design and layout. Obviously, you need to cut the grass down first. I can't see all of it, but I'll ad lib, you know. And what we'll do is we'll get this presentation maybe printed out later.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Cut
it
yeah. yeah. yeah.
down
yeah.
to 16
yeah.
inches
yeah.
from the ground level.
Okay,
that's
and
what
then,
it says.
Yeah, then next is.
Thank
put,
you.
Put
and then it says check for any pooling of water when sprinklers are on or
you.
When it rains.
I
right.
can't
and
see
then
that
it says
all.
Add
well,
any drainage if needed. And then mark the area for laying off the concrete pitch.
Uh-huh.
It should run across the north-south directions. That's this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it.
And then prepare the pitch area by excavating about 6 to 8 inches. And then cast the concrete as single slab that is level in all directions. The pitch will be 90 inches.
That's
long
yeah.
by 12 inches wide.
By feet?
Feet.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
I think
feet.
It's feet.
Feet.
Yeah.
yeah,
it's feet. I guess. yeah.
You're doing way better job than 12, I am.
12 feet wide and 4 feet thick.
Yeah.
Right.
4 inches or 4 feet?
4 feet.
Okay.
4 feet. Yeah.
Add a layer of cricket pitch mat.
Yeah. There
so
you go.
That's,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, so
now to
see the preparation,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So as you can see how that area is cordoned off, just like laying any concrete foundation or what have you, right?
Yeah.
You put that, and then obviously you pour the concrete in, and that's kind of your final product, right there, there is a matting on top, and just, you know, you mark, there's an area to, we call it the wickets, which is like the strike zone in baseball.
Yeah.
You have like three stakes that you put, so you have a little area to plant those in on both sides, and, you know, you bowl from or pitch from either side.
And that will cost $20,000?
Yeah.
So, well, 17 to 20, depending, you know. And you know, the thing is this, it's, we will help pay for it, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to do whatever we want to show that we have skin in the game, right, with you guys. So, we're going to help with the cost. If you guys can probably take care of the outfield stuff, we can take care of this.
But one thing I'm seeing is
mm-hmm.
once this is a cricket field, that's what it is. There's
oh, no, no.
What
yeah.
I mean is because that's
in the middle.
No,
it's
yeah,
but that's in the
you
middle.
You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
not like at Lynbrook, you can get baseball or you can play
oh, no, no.
soccer.
You can. The Marine field, they play soccer.
Pay over, they play
oh, yeah,
over
yeah.
that?
Okay. In Marine, they play soccer,
okay.
they play baseball. You can do it because it tends to blend with, it looks a little bit different here because of the, but it actually blends fine with the
it's outfield. It's not a raised, like a
yeah,
raised
it's not raised
like
that.
It's
even
with the ground.
It has to be, because
yeah.
when you hit the ball,
oh.
if it's so below the ground, your ball won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
If it's above the ground, it
yeah.
doesn't work, so.
All right, so just recapping everything, obviously it's a community engagement. We are promoting health and wellness by getting kids to come play there, and also old folk as well. Safety improvements, because that is an abandoned place right now, so we will definitely make it a better place. Civic pride, right? And then economic benefits by hopefully hosting some games there. So we thank you for your time.
Yeah.
You know, just a call to action is pretty much saying thank you for listening to us. This is our pitch. Literally, no pun intended. This is our pitch, and we hope.
Are you going to a different city to propose this to?
Right now, we have one other city that's in out in, I believe, Petaluma. Yeah, but one of my...
Because it says city council, it's not obviously...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are the cities?
Well, that...
Petaluma.
Oh, gotcha.
So why don't we figure out if anybody has any questions, and
yeah.
we can start
yeah,
with
absolutely.
Our
Let
guests.
Me.
Do you have any questions, Ophala?
I'll introduce myself, because I know a few of you here. My name is Robin Crawford. I'm the pastor of First AME Community Church on 2915 Willow Pass Road. And so I just now found out where the pool is, and that's across the street from
Safeway.
Safeway, but isn't it closer to Burger King?
Yeah. The same place.
So that road.
Yes.
That looks like nothing goes down. So that's when you said Ambrose. I'm thinking up
yeah,
here.
We have too many Ambrose names.
Ambrose Community, Ambrose Park.
Yeah.
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 When he mentioned the pool,
yeah.
I've never seen the pool.
Yeah. Oh, you have to go.
Well, is it safe?
Oh,
yes.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, gosh,
well, the road to it looks
yeah.
abandoned.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's
a hidden gem.
We don't own that road.
Yeah.
That's county.
Oh, you
don't.
We
don't.
Yeah.
No.
It's
no.
County road.
Yes,
it's
not
county.
Even
okay.
in our district.
Okay.
So then why don't we...
any questions
yeah.
that we can answer?
Dr. Torres.
Yeah, thank
you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, thank you so much for the presentation.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
I was actually thinking about you guys because I haven't heard from you in a couple months, and I remember the last time you came, I think the assignment was to get some numbers, get some information. It looks like you guys have done a great job of doing that. This sounds really exciting. I do have a couple of questions. Usually, how many people show up like for a game?
Okay, so there's 22 players, plus usually about 24 players, right?
So 24.
Between the two teams, right?
So 12 and 12.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then but some of them bring their families. Now, a ground like this,
yeah.
they're guaranteed to bring their families, especially the younger families, because they have a pool for the kids,
and there's
a snack bar.
Yes.
Right?
Playground.
So, and then you have the playgrounds there.
Yeah.
So when you advertise that, you know, you're talking about
maybe 24 families, maybe 20 families, you might have some single guy.
So you think about maybe about 50 people?
If you could on a good day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's one of the things.
I would say anywhere between 30 and 50. 50
yeah.
might be a little of bit of a stretch just from being
usually
absolutely.
Just
yeah.
a player show up.
This is being conservative, right?
Yeah, but you know, definitely, because what happens is when we play, we also cater lunch.
Mm. Oh.
Right? So we do cater lunch. And so that brings people
but,
to support you and do all of that.
But if, you know, if you guys, if one of the things you guys want is to say, look, we want you to use our snack bar, okay? I mean, that's something, you know, we can always work that out.
Absolutely.
where we can say, okay, you can't get your lunch, we have to use the snack bar
yeah.
here, right? And what we can do is work a deal. But when we cater lunch, what we normally do is we have a flat rate. We say, okay, $10 for lunch, and then we bring, you know. The only issue with that, sometimes a lot of these people are Indians and they're vegetarians.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have the special food. Yeah.
So I understand.
so that's one reason why. Our case is a little bit different, you know, we eat anything. So that's the only thing. But so that's something that, you know, you can just keep the snack bar open and some of the kids will go and get their food from there. So that's something, you know, we can talk about to see how that works.
And how many games are usually played per day?
One.
Just one.
Just
so,
one.
So we're
unless it's like a tournament or something?
Unless it's a tournament.
Like
sometimes
a tournament.
We can have tournaments where, we, like, they're having one in Marine, right?
Yeah. So August 31st, we have a tournament there. So you play four games.
Okay.
So that is like, you know, you bring from different, like, whether it's a country that's mixed with a lot of different folk, an Indian team maybe, or a Pakistani team, or a Sri Lankan team. Or, you know, English team.
Right.
So they come and they compete with each other, but those games are pretty short because it's only 120 pitches for each side.
I see.
Right? So you can play.
Depends.
Yeah, so you
on
can
average
play.
Average one, but on a special occasion, maybe four.
Yeah,
four games.
So you want to have at least a couple of tournaments.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like we played in last year, that was, right? I think April.
Yeah.
We had one in Davis where we had a team from LA. Come and join us as well. So we do have other teams that come travel.
That's awesome.
And
As a matter of fact, a friend of mine contacted me yesterday. She runs a Lions Club, and they're always looking to do different fundraisers. And they're looking to do like, they've been trying to find a place to do like a cricket fundraiser. And they will bring, it's six aside, but when they do that, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
They have about eight teams, you know, and each team will have about six players on each team. Plus their families, because they do like a carnival-like thing, you know, they have rides for the kids and face painting, things. And it's an all-day affair. And what it does is, like I said, and if you have the pool there, it'll be huge. So those are things that, you know, that will attract a lot of people to say, and the other thing you guys have is a parking lot out there, which a lot of places don't, you know. Like in Davis, you have park on the street, and here you have a parking lot, it's great, you know, no problem, no one bothering anybody, you know. So yeah, so that's a big plus there.
And is the upper space enough for just one pitch, or
just one. It's all we need is one, isn't it?
No, but I think I understand why he's asking, because then you can have multiple games.
Oh,
I wasn't sure.
But you can, yeah. The
so
ground size
one,
is
not
big enough
to
accommodate.
Right.
And I'm also hearing this sounds like it's adult oriented, yeah. Or,
no,
but
no.
There's also going to be kids.
We get absolutely.
You can do, the people in Davis started this.
Yeah.
And they started a cricket academy for kids.
Yeah.
And a lot of like expatriates, because you know there's a lot of expatriates from South Asia now bringing their families. And the parents want the children to learn the sport. So they'll sign them up for all the different classes, right? And so there are people out here who can coach it, right? And then that is another way you can do it. In the evenings, have a cricket academy for the kids. And have the parents sign up.
Right.
So cricket's played from the time I would say 6, 7 on. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what about like, are girls able to play?
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, in fact, May.
Mm.
Yeah, May 10th or 11th, we played a game.
Mm.
And on our opposing team, there was a girl who was playing.
That's awesome.
It was great.
That's awesome. Like I said, I really appreciate the presentation. It's great information. I really love the idea for a lot of reasons. Obviously, bringing foot traffic to the park is going to be a benefit to the district. I was recently, actually a few weeks ago, in San Ramon for Friends candidate forum that she invited me to. And alongside was, she serves on the San Ramon City Council.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But alongside her was another gentleman who sits on the San Ramon City Council. And he was talking and bragging and about their cricket league,
mm-hmm.
and how they have cricket games and how his team's always
yep.
great and all
yep.
that. And that's what reminded me of you gentlemen coming here before. And I you know, I got in his ear about it. It's like, hey, maybe you could, you know, we could figure out a way to connect with y'all. But now I'm motivated to beat them.
we are behind you.
I mean,
this
is such a unique opportunity.
Yes,
the fact
is.
That this could be the only cricket pitch in the area. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if the only other community
it's
that you're talking to is Petaluma,
and as far as cricket, San Ramon and Danville, and then Richmond, they got like
yeah.
a school ground, but that's it.
Yeah.
In pretty much central Contra Costa County, eastern Contra Costa
mm-hmm.
County, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be a great opportunity for us. I mean, I'd like to figure out a way to push this through and actually see this project happen. I know the Southeast Asian community is growing a lot here.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
Seeing the stores, we're seeing,
mm-hmm.
once you start seeing food, we know that the people are growing. So,
right.
and I'm
yep.
going to make sure that everyone has a space for their traditions.
Thank
so,
you.
Thank
you.
I really appreciate that.
And I can tell you that that's why I think even the World Cricket, the ICC, International Cricket Council, targeted US because it's, if you think back in time, if you go really back deep into history, 100 years ago or so,
mm-hmm.
they played
right.
cricket here
mm-hmm.
because there was a lot of English and Irish
right.
and what influence, right? And so they repeated that game here. The first game that started was Canada versus USA,
mm-hmm.
and they had played about 120 or 130 years
ago. That was
ago.
The very first
international game
mm-hmm.
that
was
they played.
Canada versus the US, not England versus Australia.
yeah, so they really are trying hard to promote cricket in this country. It's a little uphill, for sure.
It's a baseball country.
It is a
yeah.
baseball country.
We're a baseball.
No,
yeah.
absolutely.
I mean, look,
that's why they moved to baseball, because
right.
the Americans wanted to have their own sport and their own identity.
Right.
Rather than follow what was done there. So,
I mean,
so
we
I understand
know,
that.
Like he and I love baseball too, right?
My son played baseball,
fans,
so.
You know, whatever like, right? So in the same way, you know, we got into, if Americans see it, I'm sure they'll enjoy. I in Davis, I used to play with people out there. And I used to be involved with Davis Cricket Club for a while. They had a bunch of Americans who used to come and play with us. The guy who ran the club, his son's friends would come. And boy, they can hit the heck out of the ball. Because they used to play baseball, they could whack the ball.
That's all the questions.
All right.
And to your concern, Taylor, your concerns about playing any other sports, that's not a problem at all. It happens at all these grounds that we play because, you know, a lot
the
of them are school.
Soccer in this community is huge.
Yeah,
yes.
And
that's not going to be a problem.
For a long time is that we need a soccer
yeah.
field up there.
No, that's not going to be a problem at all, you know. On the cricket pitch in Marine, they play soccer. A lot of places they play soccer. Like I said, it's concrete, I agree. But then we put a matting on top of it, right? So it's really not going to affect the pitch at all. Actually, for soccer, it helped them fast to kick the ball, you know, and run fast.
How about you, Director Garcia? You have any questions for the fellows?
I agree with Eduardo in a lot of things. But recently, I was thinking about you guys too. They had a piece on Channel 2 about cricket,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying they had like a little academy, I think it was in Oakland,
right.
And they had the little kids of all races coming and, you know,
absolutely.
Trying and doing it, and I said, I wonder what, but so I'm excited. I think it's a good thing to have different sports
sure.
and give it a try. You never know,
sure.
you know, and I think it's, coming, I think it's getting stronger in the United States also. Aren't they playing in the Olympics or something?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yep, it is. And then, like we said, you know, the first time they played in Florida, obviously, a lot of those games got washed out. They played in New York. They actually shipped an entire cricket field from Australia all the way to U.S., let it sit there for 5 or 6 months. It's an amazing video if you ever take a look at it. And then they hosted about 6 games maybe.
Well, good presentation. Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Sorry I couldn't get the whole projector working. I look like a clown there, but.
Director Troxon, how about you?
I do have some questions.
Sure.
Yes,
it's more for us.
Yeah, okay.
Basically. I'm sure this item will come as an agenda item soon. And great presentation, by the way. I like that you already have your numbers together and all that, and you have your mission, and we are so in with the mission. But I want to find out from staff how this will affect our budget, because we do have to spend some money, and we also will have to spend some staff time. So I wanted to see how that will affect us, and if the return on investment
mm-hmm.
is enough to sustain the gain, I mean the everything.
Sure.
You know, so the calculations that you made were per month, right?
So no, those are all annual fees.
Annual.
Yeah.
So the annual earnings will be 10,000.
10,000 plus, you know, let's say some ads. So it was coming to about 15,500 in total.
And then the staff that I saw there was about 5,000. Staff time, and then there was a one time expense
of 2,500.
Now, and I don't want to be negative, but I'm just saying, I believe that field gets really, really saturated in the winter.
I wanted to tell you guys that
you haven't
been there in the winter
pitch.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
I'm a little bit worried about it. So make sure that you check that thoroughly,
yeah.
Because you may have to redo the pitch the following year or something, because that's what I heard, that it's really saturated.
Okay.
So
it's got concrete underneath it.
Yes.
So it's really not going to get affected. That's the whole, one reason.
Okay.
So they have mud pitchers and stuff like that,
yeah.
Right? And those things tend to do, you're right. But a concrete pitch won't, the outfield may get saturated, and that's fine. Yeah, we're not playing. Once the sun, you know, once it gets warm, it'll dry. The only thing is we'll need to make sure that, you know, that during the summer is our concern, more than the winter.
Okay.
The pitch, I guarantee you, yes, in about 6 years, 8 years, we may have to replace the measure,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
But it's not going to be every year. And like I said, we're going to have skin in the game,
yeah.
Right? We're going to have other people involved in this. So the burden's not only on you. It's also on us, you know. So
have you actually walked on the field, not just gone at the edge and looked?
We walked into the middle.
Yeah.
We
because you know you, I take my dogs up there
yeah.
all the time.
Okay.
And
I walked it. About
it's been redone the field.
It would have to be total. I mean, I'm thinking like $40,000-$50,000 easy.
Right.
Easy. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we talk about.
We have to go down
mm-hmm.
like at least that far. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not an easy thing. It
no, in fact, we
easy.
Talked about this a long
yeah.
time back. As Lori told me about this pitch before COVID, I think,
right. mm-hmm.
and we
right.
walked in there, and I saw all the. We walked right to the middle, all the gopher holes and all
mm-hmm.
of that. And honestly, like I said, we keep.
And the
we
draining,
don't,
the drainage is
right.
not good
so
anymore.
So we don't. We'll help. We can help you guys with some money building the pitch, fixing
right.
a few things. Obviously, we can't afford to pay the whole thing, so it has to be a collaborative
right.
effort,
right.
you know. And we've got skin in the game. We are willing to do something. So if you guys have some money, get that. We can find people. Like one of the things, if you don't have the time to maintain the ground, we can find. You know, with all the teams who want to play here, we can collect money and get a groundsman, like a gardener come and mow the yard, the ground once a week or whatever like that,
right.
you know? We're willing to do those things as well,
right.
you know?
I mean, I think it, for me, every time anybody's come up and asked to do something with that upper
mm-hmm.
field, everybody on the board and our staff too, we want to do something.
Sure.
But looking at, it's not going to be easy to make that habitable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how easy it's going to be for you to get like a cost. I assume that's what the board wants Lori to do, is just to get some rough numbers.
Exactly.
Yes,
and have
please.
Maybe pay to even have somebody go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just like people have come before us before and say, well, we'll mow it and then we're going to start
yeah.
our lease.
No, I know.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're going to have to bring some heavy you do
yeah.
the equipment up there,
yeah.
they're gonna have to
the
go down that
right,
far.
Right. Yeah.
They're gonna
no,
have to
truck
that stuff
yeah.
out. They're gonna have to have somebody come in that knows water
right.
and all, because oh my
yeah.
gosh, in the winter, I mean, I have a little dog, I practically lose her. I'm like, where is she?
Yeah.
Wow. It's really,
yeah,
really
the
bad.
Design was that
it really,
it's going to catch all the rainwater from
it just rolls down
into the
hills.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the design of
yeah.
that,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
so it doesn't really jive with
yeah.
with a, whatever field that's there,
right.
right?
So you'll have to work really hard.
No, and you know
something.
We.
And
we
if
have,
it could be a dual field, like Laura, don't you think, if
mm-hmm.
we could also play soccer on there? Because right
absolutely.
Now this community is huge into
soccer.
I
yeah,
think,
right.
yeah.
you know, as, like we are, this board is really cognizant of the fact that we are responsible for the money, our community's
mm-hmm.
money. You know, we kind of are on the lower end of socioeconomic group, so we know every little bit of money that every family's put in, like we are responsible for it. So I think it's really cool to bring in another sport from a different culture, but at the same time, if we could also say, hey, Bay Point, you know, you're
yep.
50 whatever percent Hispanic and they're really big into soccer and this could be a soccer field too,
mm-hmm.
I think it's an easier thing to sell.
Well, one of the things in Marie,
you
for
agree
example.
With that? Of course, because you know, because they're playing at Lindbrook now, they're playing at Anuta now.
Right
but,
now, Anuta's being used a lot for
yeah,
soccer.
Yeah, but it just destroys
I mean,
our field.
I think anywhere
yeah.
we could put a soccer field, that'd be
yeah.
favorite.
So, for example, in Marin County,
yeah.
what they do is they rent the soccer that's the field at 8 o'clock in the morning
right.
for soccer.
Right.
So you go from 8 to 10 soccer.
Right.
Cricket starts around 10:30 and goes till 7:30 or 8 at night.
Yeah.
Or 6:30, whatever, however long. So it's. You know, so both people get to use it then,
right.
you know.
And you
so
guys
somewhere.
Are one day a week? Do you practice?
Well, we can play 2 days a week,
okay.
you know. The practice thing is a whole different ball game, you know, that usually in the evenings, a couple of guys may go. That is very, you know, not a big deal. You just go somewhere and practice if you want.
Yeah, you go mostly to indoor nets or something
yeah.
like that
right.
where you can, you know, there's a bowling machine, you just take your cricket
right.
gear and go.
Because I'm just thinking, we would just have to think about that cost-wise, because we have to have somebody come and open the gate and
mm-hmm.
close the gate, and that's, right?
Just staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, staff time,
mm-hmm.
like in your calculations.
Yeah, and probably also security, because you're concerned
right.
about safety.
Right,
so
right.
we may, because we, right now, we're, most of our activities are down
right.
Mm-hmm.
by the
mm-hmm.
pool.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We have to put somebody up there.
Right.
Okay.
To help with security, whatever.
Right.
So that
well,
would be
the snack. Wouldn't you guys have the snack bar running up there? Isn't the snack bar up there?
The snack
it's
bar is
down.
Down
there. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So people
oh,
have to
right,
go
yeah.
up and down. And all
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Is this doable, Lori? Like, do you think you could get numbers that
yes,
might
I can.
Actually be good enough? Like
I did get some assessment numbers for the top already. I had presented that when we thought about phase two. I can. Detail a little bit more, talking to people about drainage, about replacing
right.
the grass, and I can get that information for you and then make the recommendation for
okay.
you.
Okay. So we'll put it on an agenda item.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
yeah.
next
okay.
month?
Would you let us know, because you know she's new into this position, so
yes.
if
yeah.
next month's not good enough, and
yeah, that'd be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
yeah,
could
that,
do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
I'm just going with their timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah.
They
want to
open in March.
Yeah.
if,
we
if
do.
That,
yeah.
If that
yes.
changes,
yeah.
Lori, if you need an extra month,
okay.
then we'll just let the fellows know so they know when to show
absolutely.
Up.
And Lori, want to call me? We'll talk about what we can come up with on our end as well. You know. And so we can figure something out.
Perfect. Let me get
yeah.
some numbers. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
have
you very much.
Yeah.
Bye, Johans.
Bye, Johans.
Bye, Johans.
Bye,
Johans.
Johans.
That was nice. Okay. Next people, we are moving on to the general manager's report. Hello,
hello, hello. Well, Madam Chair and board members, first of all, I want to let you know how I'm looking forward, and I feel very, very privileged to work for this board and work for this district.
Awesome.
I just wanted to start out that way. On the Clearland property, Alliance should have finalized agreement next week or in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know as soon as I receive that. And then maybe we'll have to have a special meeting.
Okay.
For that, but I will let you know, but it could be, you know, they say 2 weeks and it could be 3 or 4, so I'll let you know. With the warm weather, we had 6 dead trees over here at Owls Park, We did have those removed yesterday. I was very sad, but a couple of them were starting to break, and I was afraid they were going to go into the apartments. We had vandalism in a Nuda Park in the irrigation system. They had pulled the wires. So we had that repaired Tuesday, and a pipe broke at Ambrose Community Park here. I think it was just from the heat. That broke. We had that repaired today, so both irrigations are working now.
Great.
But I think
out
in the field.
Yeah.
So if you see it a little brown, and also at Anuda, we have everything going now. I don't know if you had noticed, 3 weeks ago there was the fire on the hill at Ambrose Park.
Yeah.
We did have that abated about 6 weeks before with the high grass, and Contra Costa Fire Department said that saved a lot of those homes, because it was so nice and low. So
nice.
That's why that abatement is so important. And again, there's an ongoing investigation with the fire department, because they do have somebody they're working with, so an investigator on it. Next week, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 11, is our water polo camp at the Aquatic Center. We have 18 registered, and I just got two calls tonight, so we're real excited about that. And next week, we have our music camp.
Yes.
So, and we have like 8 people registered for that. Great instructor, the fundamentals of music and music educational and helping children enjoy the sounds of music. And then lap swimming will begin July 29th and go for 4 weeks, Monday through Thursday from 5:15 to 7:30 at the Ambrose Aquatic Center. And yes, the center is very busy with our third session of swim lessons and this heat wave. We've been very, very busy, very packed. It's been a great thing to have for our community.
People look at 5 p.m. and say, please don't make us go.
No. They're loving it. They're loving it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loving it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Any questions on that?
Any questions from here? Are we planning to have movie night?
Well, I was going to give it to the next one, but movie night is going to be August 10th with the Trolls and August 12th with Wonka. At the park, we are going to be having a special swim night as well, 5:15 to 8:15. It'll be $1 per person to be able to swim before the movie starts.
So is that a Friday and, August
7th? A Saturday, 12 Saturday. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And
so
I have a flight.
Oh, Saturday, got it.
Yes,
so,
it will.
Oh,
it will.
Okay.
Yes. I just had to confirm that I had the screen and the movies. I had to, because you have to rent the movies, you know, from a special
awesome.
Place. I got approved.
Yay! Jill, you know how you send us something? Here is the attachments, and then you always say.
Right.
Yeah. Can you?
Yeah.
Thank
yes.
you. That wasn't a complete grammatical sentence. But you knew
I got you.
Okay. Perfect. Anybody else have any questions? Have you gotten any determination on what the problem is with Lynbrook's field? So this is, because I haven't been here, this was like months ago, maybe even last year, you met with, or maybe at the beginning of it, you met with a bunch of different people came to look at the field to determine is it irrigation or whatever, because it's horrible.
So what we found out was happening, and we fixed it about, I'm going to say 6 weeks ago, some of the soccer teams were going into, I guess they like the field wetter when they play.
Okay.
And they were opening the boxes of the irrigation. There's different irrigation boxes that you can manually turn them on. And I was out there one day, and myself and a neighbor, we figured it out. They were turning it on, and then they were playing soccer. So that's why you're getting all those mud clumps in it. So we did about 6 weeks ago, took those irrigations, and we put screws in them. Screws that they cannot take out. So we had the hot weather now, and we had a little problem with the irrigation out there too, because we did have to get that replaced maybe 4 weeks ago, so it got a little, you know, brown.
Right.
But you're going to hopefully see a difference in it. We're going to probably, we change the cycle of watering, and we've closed those boxes so they can't control it. They can't get in there, and we can control the irrigation system ourselves.
Okay. Because that one, I mean, it just, that bare area gets huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So I have a question on the vandalism at Anuda Park. You said the irrigation system was vandalized?
What they did is they opened the irrigation box and pulled the copper wires.
Oh,
So we have replaced it. We've reinforced that box. It was just fixed yesterday, or Tuesday. Mario from Pacific Sites went and scheduled the irrigation, so it started yesterday.
I wish they understood how painful that is for a district as small as ours with the little money that we have. It's so such a painful thing to happen. You know, it's like money you spend that all these families that pay into our district,
they
don't,
and utilize the
they
parks,
don't get to
yeah.
feel any, you know, it's just too bad. But thank you so much. All right, we're done. No legal report this evening. Moving on to public comments. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak at this time?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to sign a form.
Okay, I saw the form.
And you can do that.
It's okay,
right?
But you,
yeah.
you can do it
yeah.
after.
Yeah, yes.
So
come on up.
I don't want to, I just have questions.
Sure.
Can
you introduce
about,
yourself?
And it's, okay, my name again is Reverend Robin Crawford. I'm the pastor of First Amy Community Church in the beautiful city of Bay Point, California.
Welcome. Welcome.
And so there's this property that has been sold, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to know what's happening. When is it going to be built? That's all.
Well,
it hasn't been sold.
It has not been sold.
It has not been sold.
The
you
agreement
know,
is not final yet.
You know, how,
it
as
hasn't
far,
been
have you been, you've been here 4 years now?
Yeah.
And it's been on sale the whole 4 years you've been here.
Even before that, right?
Well,
yeah,
that's what
that
I was going to say.
Process, yeah.
He was elected 4 years. This,
yeah.
Like, we've learned
so
on this board to not hold your breath.
Yeah. I've been on this board for almost 20 years. And that property has been
I was going to say, I've
on
been
the
on,
market.
I've
since.
Been on for 11 years now. It's been on. Because we've had community members come up and say, kind of be a little outraged. And, you know, it's going to be $1.something million and we want to spend it on this. And we're like, you know, don't hold your breath. We're not sure what decade it's actually going to sell.
Okay.
So we're not being negative, we're just being realistic.
So at least I'm getting it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
It is still, I went on the computer.
Yeah.
And I didn't see where it was, I saw where it was for sale.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's sold. I says, well, it says on here, but then okay, so it's.
We used to get, so, I mean, I did anyway. She's an old-timer. She's been around. But I would get so excited because I had, you know, we can do this and we can do this. And then I, you know, like 4 or 5 years into it, I'm like, okay, we'll just wait until it happens.
Because
the fat lady sings, right?
The county has to have their say on it.
Right.
It is our property, but the county also has a say
so
because of the
permits.
Zoning mm. and the permits.
When you say our property,
this is the district's property.
The district is the
Ambrose Recreation Park District.
You know, this is very confusing.
I am.
Yes, it is governance.
I mean, because we own a property and it's not a park, it's a little confusing. But
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Typically, this would probably go in front of like the MAC, right? If
right.
It's a property that was sold. That, but that property has been owned by the district for many years.
And this is an unincorporated city.
Correct.
Right.
Unincorporated community.
Town.
So we're not even a city.
Yeah.
Yet,
yeah, we're not
or
a city.
Town or a city. We're just unincorporated land.
Special district. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Contra Costa
County.
County.
They oversee the zoning.
So we're
going to
they oversee the district.
Yeah.
And they oversee.
So we'll do our process, if I understand it correctly, we'll do our process of trying to get the sale done. What if the sale is getting close to done, the county will have the final approval. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
So like, it still has to go through the county. Even if we do anything in this community, like for instance, like if there was something like those being decided at the MAC, for
mm-hmm.
instance, that still has to be approved through the county at some level because we're not a city. Because
we've had potential buyers come in and it was really exciting. And then the due process goes through all the different various departments on the county side and it's stopped there. So we were wanting them, they were wanting it, but you know, they didn't want whatever the business was or they didn't, whatever. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not straightforward at all.
It's been for sale for over 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Almost.
Over.
So
yeah.
What was there before?
During, yeah. Because
I've been on the board for over even longer than
she's
been on the board a year before me.
Travis was here.
So 2004.
Right.
Four.
Right. Travis was the manager, and it was on sale then. And this is many managers ago.
So what was on the property?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Never.
We have a carnival here.
I don't know how long they park
in the church's parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's on that property, what used to be on the property, but in that vicinity with a car wash and stuff, there used to be, I've been told there used to be a hotel and a restaurant there. Like the little small in like old school drive-in hotels.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was a long time ago. I don't even know if that's even on the property that this district owns. So it's been vacant on my rights.
It's for sale, so how much is it for sale for?
1.1 mil.
Okay, 1.2. Okay.
And we want to do a lot of that with our money.
I mean, you know,
it's changed so much over
that's
there.
That's to buy it, and then to develop it.
Right.
It's just another.
Millions. Millions.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
So I will be having no visitors.
And not exactly. in the next year or so. Just a carnival.
Your grandkids, grandkids, maybe. No.
So now there's mounds of dirt.
I just want to interject. We're not supposed to be answering questions
on
a public comment.
Yeah. Okay. We got a little ahead of ourselves. Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Of course. There are no board matters this evening, but we do have a public hearing. So at this time, I am opening up a public hearing to make comments on the 2024-2025 Engineers Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions. Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chuck Pandel.
I'm fine. Thank you.
It's nice to see you. Sorry to keep you waiting all this time.
That's okay.
Okay. Do you want to present, Jess, or?
No, Chuck, I think he's going to present.
Chuck,
you can stand up here on the podium.
Wherever you're comfortable. Forgot a little bit of our rules regarding the comments. I know. Thank you for keeping us on track. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm asking Madam Hudson for the chair and other board members here today. I'm happy to be here at Ambler's Recreation and Park District. I've enjoyed doing this many years as well, and I like the that this will continue. You've signed for this already, so it has decided that it would be done and gave a month in which time for people here to decide what they wanted to do. And with any questions, we haven't heard any questions here at all this evening. And if there's any questions from any of the board members here, maybe you need some help with discussion, I'd be glad to do that.
Just public comments.
So why don't I open it up to our public at this time and find out if there's anybody in the public that would like to ask any questions regarding this report. Okay, I'm closing it to the public, bringing it back up to the board. Director Torres, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. I appreciate you coming
to
each other and finally get to meet you.
Sure. Good meeting you.
Yeah, likewise.
Director Garcia.
No questions. Thank you for having
you
again for another year.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much.
Director Torrickson.
Thank you for always being with us and helping us. I do have a question.
Okay.
Awesome.
For the staff, our operating budget is still at $1,807,000.
About.
This form doesn't say anything about grants. Would it help to put that in at some point?
Because we don't know what we're going to get.
So
we keep it at zero until mid-year. That's when we find out how much we're getting for grants.
So we'll just keep it as is and just say operating budget.
Right.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
And Josh, you work very closely with Chuck, right?
With Kathy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. He's traveled far from San Diego to the last 2 days.
And I enjoy being here.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I don't have any questions either. I really appreciate your time, sir.
Very good.
Is there any specific way I need to, do I just need to close
no,
this?
No, we need to.
It was voted on.
It was already voted on.
Okay. So just
yes.
So all I need to do is close this public comments at this time, and that's it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, there is no closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for the agenda. All right, Mr. Director Torres. Mr. Director Torres.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a quick comment about the cricket field, soccer fields, and all that stuff like that. It's definitely a great opportunity, and I really appreciated that you brought that up, Trina, about the soccer fields, because I noticed that right here in Nuna is heavily used for soccer almost every single day, it seems like, and in the evening. And I think that when we get folks like this to come in, and we obviously see the use of the parks, I think that these are good opportunities to maybe explore in the future. Just really excited where we're at right now with the district. It feels like it's been a good summer at the park, at the pools. Every time I pass by there, sometimes I pass by meet days, today.
Yeah.
And it was full. There was a lot of cars there.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I'm just really excited that these folks came to bring up a project like that. And people are starting to really feel, I think, that there's opportunities here for them to also have their sports and stuff played. And with that, the soccer field being brought up, I just want to echo that, because I think it's super important to maybe explore that too and see how that could happen, whether it's up there or it's in Nuna. I was really concerned, by the way, with the park looking yellow. That's all. Glad you told me that the water line's broken, because I did see folks working on it. I'm like, what the heck happened? And that makes a lot of sense. But nonetheless, people are flocking to that park again. There's a nice playground there, right? Lynbrook, every time I pass by, it's really packed and stuff. So, with that, again, I'll just end by saying that I'm really excited about the presentation. Want to figure out the ways to explore that project, but also the soccer fields. That'd be great to look into.
Great.
That's all I got.
Director Garcia.
I have nothing.
Okay. You have nothing. Director Torrickson.
I was not here when you presented the master plan. And I don't know if we're planning to revisit that soon and see if the cricket idea follows that plan. I think it does, but just want to be sure that we are following our master plan and or not, and what else we can do to move forward on the master plan. So I know it's the first month and it'll take some time for us to get used to things, but yeah, I'm also excited about the cricket idea and having a multi-function field over there. The more the merrier, but we do need to check on our numbers and staff.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I really like about if it can also be a soccer field is Anuda, they have to park on the street, or into that neighborhood. In Lynbrook, it's all around our homes. And I mean, I'm so glad the fields are being used, but it gets crowded. So it would be nice to be able to have some of those teams go up to the park where there's plenty of parking, And I just know it's not gonna be the money they're talking about to rehab that field. It's gonna be really spendy. So it'd be nice to be able to know multi-use.
And I think the marketing will help too.
Right.
Because it's a different kind of community, different kind of group that will bring people into Ambrose Park. So,
which is totally cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you didn't even know we had a pool.
We should be.
have to go to that.
So when they market the.
I'm going to go right after this meeting.
Yeah.
When they market the cricket, they'll also market the pool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we probably we should be able to use the park impact fees too to do any updates up there.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So now
we adjourn to our August meeting.
Oh, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. So happy to be back. My
goodness.